You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is now time for Chips with Everything, the British pop music show on CITR. And I'm joined in the studio by my two co-hosts, Dave and Barry. Hi, fellas.
Hi.
Hey.
Both back from
Far away.
Journeys far away. I'm baiting treats.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you, the listener. I have to provide them. But
yeah,
no,
that's true.
Prawn cocktail flavored crisps. Things, other potato chips shaped
Let's see. Bacon. Yeah, there's some actual chewing gum called mastika, because that's the word for chewing or something, or the original gum. It's real gum from the land of gum, Greece. Who'd have thunk it? I thought it was from South America, but turns out Greece is where chewing gum comes from.
And this is the British pop music show on CITR 101.9, and we're going to be playing great British pop music until 6 o'clock. Yeah. You're going to listen while we eat some of this. Like, you know, we're raking through a bag of candy.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. And we're going to sit here and eat it and play some great tunes.
So hold
new stuff from people like Dizzy Rascal,
nice.
Orbital, Lady Leisure, maybe Plaid. And I'm just going to kick off with an extended tribute to UK disco from the classic period.
in Scotland. She says it's quite nice.
Well, she's wrong.
We have got the power.
I wanna party till my last breath, till there ain't no air in my lungs left. I wanna party to death, in the club till I'm old like Brunette. Switching up my girls like who's next? Yeah, get around, switch it up like Brunette. Nicki, Michelle, Kerri-Anne and Juliet. Do I get involved? Yeah, I'm bustin' little two-step. Movement, I'm just getting started, I ain't through yet. I'm looking for a girl with a body like an hourglass. She can shake her body on my body while I turn for. She ain't gotta be a high class, just a nice one. I just wanna see her rockin' hips around the beat for. Now I need a top, I'll give me something for my beer glass. I don't give a rass, anything to make the night last. Now I'm feeling high, there's no rocket, ain't no stopping when I fly across. Money in my pocket, you ain't got a horse.
How we feeling?
Yeah.
That is the new single, I believe, from DJ Fresh with Dizzy Rascal, preceded by two other great examples of great dancehall hits, I think. Kelly Marie with It Feels Like I'm In Love, which was our number one hit single in 1980. She's from Paisley in Renfrewshire. Scottish lass. That's got some Scottish disco for you, Diz. Nice. You asked.
I did.
I answered.
Beautiful.
What did disco sound like in Scotland? That's what it sounded like. Not bad.
Pure
Not
heaven.
Not bad. And in between, it was Orbital, new album called Wonky. And that track is Stringy Ass. So you know Orbital.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm in my hand.
You do? He's got some candy called Orbit. That's just boring old sugar-free gum that you don't like.
Yeah, it's just really
sugar-free. I'm interested in it. We got candy from Israel here, and it's all written in very designery Hebrew.
Yeah.
I think... We got no clue what's in these beautiful candy bars.
Well, actually,
it's got Arabic on it as well. It's got the Arabic.
Yeah.
You need to talk into the microphone a bit there, dude. What's wrong?
It's got Arabic on it.
Thank you. It wasn't because you got a mouthful of Arabic.
You know, in Israel, you got this right, man. They have two languages, like here, French and English. Arabic.
Oh, yeah.
So all the packages are in Arabic and Hebrew.
They have French and English just like we have here.
No, they have Arabic and Hebrew just like we have
here. We don't have Arabic and Hebrew here. We have French and English.
Just clarify for the listeners.
My case.
Dave came back from the foreign lands of Haida Gwaii.
Yeah.
Baiting frozen venison.
Yeah.
And a bunch of halibut, which is essentially what they use for money up there.
Indian candy.
Yeah. Canned Indian candy. Gorgeous.
If you want to buy some marijuana, you just throw them a couple of halibut.
And back and forth. People do exchange. People do trade a lot of things for a lot of things. They also give it all away. You can't go hungry there.
How much was your venison? What did you do to earn your venison?
That was a combination of I was just gifted it, and also, which is what they say instead of have it given it to you. I don't know, to emphasize the fact it's a gift. And then the other thing, it was also a part payment for a legal fee.
Oh, right.
So you did some
legal work. Rather than giving you money, which you could exchange for fish if you chose to, they just give you the fish and cut out the choice.
Exactly. And then, which is nice, we have too many choices. Oh God, this is good. And also the halibut was stuff I caught myself.
So you brought it back just for the halibut? So about you, Baz? Baz came back from Israel and England.
Yeah, well, we didn't spend any time in England except for the Heathrow Airport.
Airport. That's where you got most of this.
It's
English
all
candy
airport
from.
Airport candy.
So did you bring back any Dead Sea Scroll parts or a note caught from the trumpet of Gabriel?
I was on a beach at Caesarea. Incredible. One of these Herod palaces.
And, Caesarea, really? We grew up with it being Caesarea.
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 Caesarea, okay, depending what part of the world you're from.
Oh.
But some people say the other thing. But anyway, and the beach was all made of shells. Have you ever been on a full shell beach?
Yeah.
No sand, shells, and lots of them.
And
so
it's
brought
funny
back
because your last name is Shell.
Yeah.
There you are, the shells on the beach.
Yeah, I know. So it was...
Nothing but shells. Was it in fact nothing but shells?
As far as the eye could see.
Beautiful.
Asked him that about the Christian, did he bring back any Christian stuff? Right? You were in Jerusalem at Easter.
Yeah.
And he didn't bring back a single palm frond.
Not so much as
a palm frond.
Well, I had one in my palm.
I want to get a note from...
And what did you do, frond it? What?
I palmed my frond palm.
Palm frond. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back.
welcome back, Beth.
It's great to be back. Yeah, I missed the show and I missed Vancouver.
Yeah.
It's so fresh here.
It is.
So much
and
water.
And lush.
Yeah, it is lush.
Oh.
So it's CITR.
feel I'm a style. Hands up when I'm about, I'm killing them loud. I'm crazy, possessed, I'm a hideous gal. Everybody get down, let us in and dispel. I've got a different style. This beat has got the mind spinning around. It's the competition, wanna get the rhythm is found. It's ridiculous, my lyrics are wow. Give it your own, give it your wow, wow, wow. Give it your own, give it your wow, wow, wow. Give it your own, give it your wow, wow, wow. Give it your own, give it your wow, wow, wow. Give it your own, give it your wow, wow, wow. Give it your own, give it your wow, wow, wow. I'm all going psycho, now, now, now. I'm going up and it's going down, down, down.
Come on, I'm a lemon.
Lego.
coming, they know that I'm legoing. They say I'm a heroine, flyer than a javelin. I am the adrenaline, I am sickening medicine. These little girls are trash, let me go get a bin. Business, I'm settling. Got so many balls that my lyrics need sentencing. Give it to the funeral, rest in peace, bury it. Put down everything, cut down anything. I'm a monster, I'm an elephant, I'm a zombie, I'm an alien. And I'm a legend, I'm do the undoable, do the unthinkable, do the unusual. Everybody wanna get about the beat, but they already know that it is out of the reach. And I'm gonna blow, I took them out of the beat. Keep them on the toes, I took them out of the beat. Out of the queen, out of the beast, and never get cut at the sound of the beat. Lego. If you really wanna better come on, I'm a Lego. Lego. You are the Lego. You are the Lego. 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 You are the Lego. You are the Lego. 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 You are the Lego. Got money for Lego. 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 You are the Lego. Got money for Lego. 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 Lego.
CITR 101.9 FM. That was Lady Leisure with a track called Lego.
Lego my Lego my Lego my heart, Lady Leisure.
We started off with Liquid Gold with Dance Yourself Dizzy, followed by another track from the new Orbital album called Wonky, and that was the title track, Wonky. And the guest on who's doing the vocals on that was this Lady Leisure, L-E-S-H-U-R-R.
Yeah, so check it out, folks.
Lady, and then an actual track just by Lady Leisure, her own stuff. She's done two or three albums. And she has a new album out.
What
there sort, she is. Yeah, we're all gazing at this beautiful picture of her. She's got a really attractive
voice.
Eye thing going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has two of them, and both of them work. They work well, like both singly and doubly.
Like, she's not made up or anything. She's just looking at the camera. I think we've lost her. Wearing him. Street clothes.
Barry.
She's made up.
Hey, Barry.
She's made up. Quick.
Can you get the Trank gun? Get the Trank gun. We've got to bring this one down. He's gone all rogue bull elephant. What's it called? He's having an elephant's must.
At least I don't, you know. She's got an amazing attitude.
Yeah, she does.
She's amazing.
And she's got some amazing vocal. She's very
stuff. How the hell does she do
on?
That?
I would say fluent.
The new album is called 2000 and
L,
and it's produced by this little team of kind of post-grime producers called the Haitian Superheroes.
Right. Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
I like you.
There she is again.
Okay, off you go, man. Yes. Bride order.
Like, off you go with your Israeli candy.
Okay, you know what I think is going to happen?
I'm going to stay here with my photograph of Lady Leisure.
Your Brummy candy.
Yeah, she's from. That's right. She is from Birmingham.
Yep.
Yeah. You've been paying attention.
I try. That's why I sit. You know, hey everybody. You know, there's that magic tea. There's two magic teas in the world. One is you know, when you're cleaning your face with Clearasil, right, where all the oil is along the forehead and down the side, and the under the eyes, and then And then the other magic tea, of course, is you either sit in the front row or the middle row, all the way to the back in class. That, my friends. More than anything else, is the only thing you need to know to get ahead in life.
The Comic Con was on today, and Dan, who is the host of the previous show, he was actually down there, and he proudly showed us this picture of him. Well, it's actually a picture of, he's a massive Batman fan.
Yeah, huge.
We've been in his house. How many Batmobiles has he got?
I think we stopped counting at 28.
Yeah, he's got. He loves Batman. I'd say about 80% of the time I've seen him, and I've seen him hundreds of times, he's been wearing a Batman toque. to that took with the Batman signal.
The Batman signal. That would be good.
Yeah, the bat signal symbol.
Doom.
Yeah. And so he got to sit in the Batmobile. Mm. Anyway, the Comic Con.
He got
the same picture of Adam West
and Burt Ward.
Burt Ward. There
Holy simoles. Yeah.
But Lou Ferrigno is there.
Oh.
Or is it Ferrigno?
No, Ferrigno. He had
The Hulk. Was he the Hulk?
He was the Hulk. Only when he was angry. He was the angry Hulk. He wasn't the... Yeah. He's not a good enough actor. Did you see him in Pumping Iron? You know, he's got no personality.
The brother's deaf. Lighten up a little, okay?
He's deaf?
What? Yeah, he's deaf.
Well... Yeah. Why did he go into acting then? And except, I mean, generally speaking, deaf people only play deaf people, and the Incredible Hulk wasn't deaf.
Good point. But
is he deaf now? I had no idea.
Oh yeah, he's been deaf for a long time.
Anyway,
he's consistent in his deafness.
It's not judging by his performance in that movie.
Right. Well, he's no Marley Maitland. I'd like to see Marley Maitland bench press 480.
He's teamed up with, Arnold Schwarzenegger is there being garrulous, charming,
right,
ambitious, strong.
Sure.
And Lou Ferrigno is there being all, second place.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, when you think about Lou Ferrigno, what you have to really think about is what has he contributed to the salty snack and chocolate industries of, say, Israel or maybe England?
You know, instead of rustling the paper, a better sound effect would be actually eating them.
Yeah,
you can rustle anything.
I was trying not to talk about being on the radio.
This is the sound of an English gin.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Scottish band. Like Kelly Moody, I think like Kelly Moody from Paisley.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, as a little town has produced a... That Barry, stop.
So it was... I thought Paisley was like... No, this, oh, no. You know why I thought it was in Ireland? Because there's that right-wing jerk of a politician named Paisley.
Ian Paisley?
Right.
No, he was a religious guy.
Yeah, but he was in Ireland.
Yeah, he's God's representative on air.
But he's not... Wait, he's not also, like, man of many hats. He's not
he's
also...
dead, I think, probably.
So he's not also a county in Scotland.
That's Ireland, anyway.
Right, so he's not actually also, apart from being a religious guy, a county.
Paisley?
Paisley?
Paisley is a place. Paisley right. is a town.
Right, so is he also a town?
He's not even in Scotland. Oh. He was from Northern Ireland.
Right.
You're talking about Reverend Ian Paisley.
And I guess if he went away for the weekend...
The Ulster firebrand.
The town of Paisley would have noticed when they weren't there anymore, right?
It's a great place.
What else did you play there? What were some of those other songs?
Oh, just a bunch of stuff. More importantly, is this record that you brought back for me from being on holiday.
Yeah, I found it in a small, an incredible
medieval
village of Elvash.
Go ahead, we're not listening.
In the Ontario at a flea market.
I want to hear this. I do want to hear this.
No, Barry did bring
listening treats. So tell us all about it.
I was rummaging through the discs at a flea market in Elvash, Portugal, a walled medieval city, and I came upon this, which I thought Quentin would love. And here it is. He's
well, was that a record store? Was that a record?
Was this a doll? Look, it was Portuguese.
Come on,
Elvish. 90%.
What country are you in? Start first of all.
Portugal, I've said.
Chrome?
That three
is
times.
It chrome? is it brushed steel?
So you're in Portugal and you went to a record store in Portugal and you bought this record.
It was a flea market in the middle of the square in the sun. It was just beautiful.
And was there a
guy selling
cowbells for it?
No, because they were 50p each.
Wow. And,
50p?
50 euro
p. Euro
piece.
50
euro
piece. 50
euro piece.
Euro
anyway, it was not the British Isles, but I found all these British little 45s, and this is the one I brought.
And
back.
It's we're going to play the B-side, actually.
Good. The B-side.
It's Paul McCartney and the Frog Chorus with We All Stand Together, and here, importantly, the humming version.
That was written by Fangette Willett. That was the number.
British teenage singer Tammy St. John was only 14 when she recorded that beauty.
Yeah.
1965.
What about Fangette? How old was Fangette?
How old is Fangette?
That's who wrote the song, yeah.
Fangette Willett. That sounds like a confused sentence put together by, you know, a Star Wars character.
Fangette Willett.
Such as, you know, I'm going to tape a bunch of herring to my forehead and go to sleep for 3 days.
Fangette Willett. Oh, I like that. Slipping in a bit of, you know, fusion Haida Gwaii humor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Smoked Ulican jokes? Don't get me started.
It's about 4 minutes to six.
Okay.
That means we have to start saying cheerio. Yeah, it's going to be time for Queer FM.
That's who we have to say hello to.
Aidan Saint.
What's on the show today, Aidan?
Hello, time.
We've got Ryan Clayton from Victoria. We have Miss Mia in the house with some music. And we have me bitching about U.S. politics. Pretty much business as usual.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice.
Keep tuning in for that, everyone. Hey, we'll be on 6 to 8.
Could you throw in just, like, I don't know, just a little bit of bitching about Enbridge for me? Because I didn't get around to it.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
It's Elf Day today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so sure. Enbridge double plus ungood today, man. Earth good.
Yeah, just picture a badly drawn on a banner, a piece of sheet. Somebody's badly drawn some hands squeezing the world, and there's oil drops coming out of the bottom.
And blood tear stuff, too.
Yeah.
Tear blood. Right.
We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with more Chips with Everything. Thank you for listening.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Change the scheme, alter the mood. Electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
Survive.